I'm your inner dream monologue, and you're fast asleep, so I'll be quick. Great job using the Colgate Optic White Overnight Teeth Whitening Pen before bed. When used as directed, it gives you a visibly whiter smile in just 7 days. So while I fly and talk to animals, you're removing teeth stains with ease. Sweet dreams. And when you wake up, keep on living life to the brightest. Colgate Optic White. Find it at all major retailers.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Hello there. In today's review of the Joe Rogan podcast, we have podcast 1228, Barry Weiss. Barry is a girl's name in this case. She is an editor and writer at the New York Times. Very smart lady. And she had a fascinating conversation with Joe where they got into lots of interesting things, and I really enjoyed it. It was a cool conversation. If you haven't listened to podcast 1228, definitely check it out, and I'm about to review it. So here we go. Welcome to the Joe Rogan Experience Review, where each week I review every single episode of the Joe Rogan Experience. What more do you want? So they start out their conversation talking about the picture that surfaced of a young boy wearing a MAGA hat. And, you know, he has one of those Make America Great Again hats on. And in front of him is a Native American guy playing the bongos. And the kid is young. He's 16. And he has that kind of fraternity, somewhat douchebaggy, well, more preppy look to him. You know, the kind of... white guy, a kid that many minorities probably would love to hate, like that sort of a look. Anyway, this has been in the news because there was a big kickoff about this, and how dare this kid do this, and Kathy Griffin was like, I need names, and shame, and, you know, this kid's taken a lot of abuse for this. But the real story, it works out to be different. And I haven't seen all the evidence for it, but what I'm hearing is that, you know, it was not as it appears. And this older Native gentleman, like, walked very close to these young kids and started playing loudly and really being quite confrontational in his own way. And, you know, it's easy to have just one picture represent an entire event, right? And regardless of who's in the picture and what's happening, it's just another example of this judging immediately destroy culture that we have. Like, one tweet comes out from one celebrity and immediately they've got to be fired. We want them hung. They're done. And in the sense of just seeing a picture, it's not like somebody even said anything. It just is perceived as looking bad. Again, you know, you just can't jump to those sorts of conclusions because people's lives are getting destroyed over this stuff, and everybody just wants to kind of, you know, grand slam their opinion and their frustrations. So Joe Rogan has talked about this a lot on his podcast recently. I mean, you guys are fans, you know this. He's going over it. And I mean, I think he's making the point again and again and again because it's so important. It's like, maybe this doesn't affect you today, but it will soon. If people are able to just jump on you for anything that you've said or done, or even just perceived to have done, it's going to be a big problem. You know, this young boy was attacked online. Somebody that looked like him was attacked online, from what Baru was saying. And, you know, she's a very liberal, progressive person in her own right, but she's saying this is a major problem. We need to pay attention to this attack culture and kind of back up a little bit from it. It's a mess. You know, the question there is, what's happening in this, like, left is a progressive world? You know, what do you guys think? People are saying that they can never be forgiven. You know, and how can you say that? Especially about a 16-year-old kid. Joe makes the point that 16-year-old kids don't know shit. They don't know anything. Remember being 16. If you are 16 now and listening, I'm sure you feel like you know a lot of things. And, you know, you do to some degree. But you'll learn a hell of a lot more. And that's what makes you, when you're older, realize, wow, I didn't know a lot at that age. And therefore, you know, this is why you can't be tried. Like, adults and children get different courts. You know, sometimes you can be tried as an adult, but mostly, you know, you're either juvenile in court or an adult over 18. And it's because the way that you see the world and how you've developed is not fully formed at all. So you shouldn't be, in that sense, completely responsible for the things you've done. You need to make mistakes to figure out what you're doing. You're supposed to be a bit stupid when you're 16. If you never made any mistakes, you're not going to learn anything. You know, that's kind of... it's kind of where it's at. But, you know, as a person, Barry, and you can tell in this conversation, very educated, well thought. She's a very smart lady, and she really presents herself very well. So keep an eye out for her, you know, just in the media world. They get into something a little fun. Joe hits her with the moon landing conspiracy. She doesn't know much about that. And... just kind of talking about some of the fuckery that went into the photos and different things. And it's quite funny to hear somebody like Barry, who's clearly not a conspiracy theory type person, but has never even like kind of wet her beak into it. You know, just having no idea that it was even out there and has not even raised their own questions. I guess there's only so much time. You can't just jump into every conspiracy. But I thought it was quite interesting. She's a Jewish woman and was talking about trying to get Joe to go to Israel and set up a trip, which Joe was kind of into. I mean, he said that he would take Ari Shafia, which would make a lot of sense. Ari knows that place well and loves to travel. So that was quite interesting to see if Joe would get out there. And you know, it's a smart move in his position because in some way he has to have opinions on this stuff when it's brought up. And no better way to really kind of understand a place than it is to visit it, obviously. I think that would be very interesting to go there. She brings up why, or that Joe says, why does she think that the Jewish people have often been targeted throughout history? And Barry brought up some interesting point, and I wonder what you think about it. She just kind of mentioned that, you know, in a lot of ways, racism, bigotry is like, is punching down. You know, you're in a stronger position and you're just kind of hitting down. But when it comes to like the hate, anti-Semitic hate, it's not always seen that way. It's almost like punching up. It's like they're the puppets pulling the strings. This like elite few of wealthy bankers or however you see, you know, kind of like the Jewish people stereotypes. And it's that they're punching up and it creates this frustration and hatred. And I thought that was an interesting take on it. I never really thought too much about that issue, but she put it in an interesting way. And then she said, you know, it's not just a religion, it's a tribe. So even people that aren't super religious that are Jewish see themselves as Jews and they marry other Jews. And it's this that kind of tribe mentality. It's very old religion and tribe. So they often see things differently, which was quite interesting. And another part of the narrative that makes for the continued kind of attacking of the Jewish people in different areas is that even in the Bible, if you look at the dialogue, the story of who killed Jesus, it was seen as the Jewish people did, even though it was the Romans that did it. But it was, you know, the story, like they say that the Jewish people kind of said some things to the Romans and wanted him gone and da da da, and it, you know, it continues that narrative. She talks a lot about Israel just as a place, and is, you know, for what it is in the Middle East, it's a really great democratic Western style country, which you don't get in the Middle East with a lot of other countries. I mean, if you were to go on vacation in the Middle East, I'm sure going to Israel would feel, I don't know necessarily if it feels the safest, but it would feel the most like what you'd be used to if you're from the West, And that was a cool thing. I had not heard anybody describe that. Joe talks quite a lot in the positive about Barry. I mean, he knew about her before coming on the podcast, like he does with really any of his guests. And he was really impressed with her. He said that she represents reason and well-thought-out opinions. And you'll notice that throughout the podcast. Like, she's very clever. She's really paying attention to everything that she's saying. And, you know, I liked it a lot. So it was more of a funny part towards the end of the podcast that's definitely worth listening to, where Joe breaks down Ace Ventura, Pet Detective. And he says it's a movie, watched it with his kid recently, and said it's a hugely transphobic movie. Yeah, because... And he explains it. Listen to the podcast, but he explains why that is. And if you don't remember, I'd kind of forgotten a lot of it, but it's just something you don't think of. It was made in like 93, and for it to be hugely transphobic then, in a different time, in a different kind of culture, I guess you could say. Well, just different time, same culture. But, you know, what do we do? Do we delete it now? Do we get rid of it just because it is that? No, we keep... it's a point in time. You know, we can't just erase history because we don't like how it sounds. We shouldn't change words in old books. We can't edit older movies. I mean, it was just a time when sensitivity was different. You see it, though. You watch, like, movies from, like, the 50s. The guys were always just slapping the women when they felt like the women were out of control. That wasn't assault. It was assault. But, I mean, in the movie, the dialogue suddenly didn't change to assault and battery. It was just like, oh, she needs to be quiet and continue. Which, today is shocking. But back then, that was kind of how it is. So anyway, that, you know, to go back and change things because we don't like how they sound today is silly. You know, you just change the day and you kind of move from there. And then towards the end of their conversation, they talk a little bit about traveling to cool places, you know, and to discuss what you learn about the culture and the people and how people are different. And then also not traveling to dangerous places, because they still exist. You know, dangerous places do exist. You need to know where you're traveling to. Recently, they talked about how the two girls from, I believe, Norway were beheaded in Morocco. And Joe said he saw that. He watched the beheading. I don't know why he would. Have you watched it? Do you watch those sorts of things? I don't know. That's not my cup of tea. I don't want to watch that. But yeah, I guess he did it just to remind himself that it happens in the world and there are dangerous places. But thank God there are lots of beautiful places too. But anyway, check out that podcast. It was a great conversation. That's my review to today. Thanks for joining in. I appreciate you guys. Peace.